final day of practice for the Jacksonville Jaguars at Penny Hill Park Hotel and Spa in Bagshot, England, about 40 miles southwest of London. The team then hopped on the coaches and headed into central London, arriving just outside of Hyde Park at the Grosvenor House Hotel a little bit earlier today. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We're outside of the Grosvenor House Hotel in central London. And boy, we finally made it, John.
And did we ever think we'd be trying to talk over double-decker buses on Inside the Jaguars, right?
Absolutely. Incredible. Incredible scene here, of course, in London. And it's the start of a long, long few days. A lot of community events going on. But before we get to that, we got to mention a little bit of the football today. The final practice of the week for the Jaguars. We'll have a walkthrough at Wembley on Saturday. But Justin Blackmon didn't practice today, John.
Well, he didn't practice, but he's expected to play. It's a very similar situation to last week, when he took some time off during the week to try to get that groin hamstring area ready. I expect him to play. He should be a little better off than he was last week. I also expect Cecil Shorts to play. He practiced today. He's probable, so really no issue on those guys. Justin Blackmon also probable. So I guess they came to London and got healthy.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And they'll have a chance to see London tonight, and part of the day tomorrow will be off for a lot of these players to get to walk around and see what's going on.
Yeah, and today is really the big night for that. The next few hours, they'll have the night off, just like they would in Jacksonville, have a chance to see London. A little less of that tomorrow. Most of tomorrow is going to be game planning, a walkthrough, really just like it would be on a normal road trip, even though this isn't normal.
J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We're in central London as the Jaguars prepare for Sunday's game against the 49ers. What do you expect from head coach Gus Bradley the rest of this week? How does he get this team focused and ready for Sunday?
Well, it's a challenge, but all the players today said they've really been focused all week. You know, except for being out in London on Tuesday, it was very similar to a normal week on Wednesday, Thursday, even today until they took the ride in. And on the ride in, they would be off right now anyway. So routine-wise, which is what players are all about, it's really been okay. So I don't anticipate it being too much of a distraction going into Sunday, except for the obvious that you're in a new stadium, Wembley, and it's an event.
Speaking of events, plenty of events throughout the weekend for Jaguar fans and 49er fans, for that fact, in London. There's a river cruise tonight of folks from Jacksonville coming in. The big fan rally at Trafalgar Square in the heart of central London, just a few blocks away from here. They're expecting close to 40,000 tomorrow for that. And then tomorrow night, the Union Jacks Club has a big party at the Hard Rock Cafe down the road here. A lot going on, John.
And you're heading down to Buckingham Palace to make the guards laugh
at
some point.
Why
right?
not? You know, see the new prince, right? Yeah. So quite a lot to do for fans who have come over here.
Yeah, and again, it's more than an event. For the players and the coaches, it's about the game. But London's really making this a big deal. And I'm interested to see how many Jaguars fans are here and the enthusiasm of the Union Jacks bunch. It should be a lot of fun connecting to these fans.
Great stuff as always. Welcome to London, John.
Thank you, JP. It's interesting to be here.
No doubt. Hey, day one in the heart of London. We're right off of Hyde Park at the Grosvenor House Hotel. We'll be at Trafalgar Square tomorrow for Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.